22. How can a God of love agree with slavery by giving instructions regarding beating their slaves? It is important to always remember that God is more merciful and righteous than anyone. Understand that slaves in Israel is not like slavery in modern-day movies, the feudal system, or like the slave trade of history. For example, in Israel, people who stole and kidnapped people for the purpose of slavery would be put to death. A master-servant relationship in the scripture was essentially a community service to uplift the poor in Israel specifically. It was to avoid people dying in the streets, giving them a sense of purpose. In Leviticus 25 verse 17, ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. People entered into this self-bonding contract when they couldn't feed themselves, their families, or pay their debts. They would then approach someone who could afford to pay their debt on their behalf, feed them, and protect them. In exchange, the servant would work for that person until their debt was paid or other specific circumstances, at which point they would be free from their contract. There were two types of contracts in Israel: Israelites who were servants to Israelites, and foreigners who were slaves to Israelites. There were two kinds of Israelite servants: one, those who sold themselves to another Israelite. If they sold themselves into servanthood, they would serve until the start of the year of Jubilee, 50th year, where they were then set free. Number two. Israelites who were sold by their Israelite or foreigner to another Israelite master. When this happened, their time was reduced. They were obligated to work until the first Sabbath year, 7th year of Israel calendar. The servant then had the option to stay if they preferred the employment of the master. Then the servant would have their ear pierced as a sign. However, foreigners who dwelt amongst the Israelites could be property of the Israelite and wouldn't be set free per the Jewish calendar. They and their children were permanently owned by the Israelite to be left as an inheritance to their children, or sold. What happened if a servant refused to work or played the sick card in order not to work? God provided direction for the judges in the law so that the owner would not get punished if the servant received a beating. God did, however, put restrictions on the beating: don't kill the servant. If they did, then the owner must die. Or if a body part is injured and is unrepairable, like a tooth or an eye, then the owner is obligated to set the servant free. In other words, the owner will lose the money he paid for that servant.